Good morning. We're continuing the Halachas Halachas Neiros, learning Hilchos Shabbos, and this series is sponsored anonymously for those who need the schus of those who need shidduchim. We're adding various miscellaneous points in the Halachas Neiros. In regards to the husband preparing the Neiros, the Chayyim mentioned that one does not need to do so. We mentioned that there is such a minute to do so. The Rizal is quoted. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rizal that. It's appropriate for the husband to be involved in the preparation of the neiros. Preparation of neiros is not limited only to this pre-lighting of the neiros, setting up the neiros, purchasing the neiros, anything which is all part of the process of setting up the neiros is something which under the umbrella of the Rizal's idea, one the husband should be involved in that, preferably. We should take advantage of those opportunities. Okay. The next point. Give me a second. We mentioned that the idea of bringing the to the woman to light while she's in bed and then bringing them afterwards to the appropriate place is doable. I'm not recommending that. I want to clarify, I'm not recommending that point. In that situation, really, since the woman is not able to get up, so she's putter from lighting neiros, and it's not her responsibility at this point in time, and reverts back to the responsibility of the other members of the household, preferably the husband. So there's not such a... if a woman wants to light electric neiros in her room, she's not able to get up. And the woman's in the hospital. She wants to light electric neiros. Obviously, there's something that she should do so. Even in regards to making a bracha on that, we already said that one should not make a bracha. A woman wants to make a bracha. She has many poskim to rely on. She'd be able to make a bracha. This idea that the Mishnah Berurah brings this idea that one can make the halakha early in the day, even though it's not, you're not really being the henna from the neiros, because there's a certain benefit which comes from that, explains our minig. We light even though we have a little illumination. That's not any less than this idea of being moisive in that way. Okay, one or two more points. Using the Shem and Zayas, so what is the preferred option, what to use? The Mishnah Berurah points out in Siman Reish Samad Daled Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch points out in Simrei Samadal Sivaz that the preferred option is to use Shem and Zayas. If a person has a minute to light with candles, it says that is a very acceptable minute. That is, but there still is a mile of lighting with Shem and Zayas. So if a person has the option of lighting with Shem and Zayas, many people therefore are makbid on this to have this advantage of lighting with Shem and Zayas. Last point we mentioned over here that there was a din of Reva Yotze. So many people do not seem to be makbid on the din of Reva Yotze. So the question is why not? So the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos in Siman Reish Samad Daled in Ois Vav, he points out that nowadays many people are not makbid on this halacha. And he sends to a Sefer Ma'aris Nosan, and that he says that maybe nowadays the Pesilus and the Shmonim which we use are made so well that this concern is, the purpose of Rabbi Yossi is to be feel confident that the neiros have actually caught and they're not going to go out, that nowadays even a minimal amount we can be confident that is so, and that's why people are not makbid on it, but really, I still think that the halacha should be the person. Chazal specifically said it. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, to ignore a explicit Chazal and explicit Sifrei Shulchan Aruch, I think it's still was not appropriate to do. So a person should be makban al chachilo, for sure. But I would argue that at least be the abed, you can be samach on the approach to say that a person was would not need to relight it. As according to the din of the Gemara, you would not be yotze halakha if you did not have the yotze. Have a good day. Bez Hashem, we will start in the next year the halachas of Kiddush. The sponsorships are available. Please be in touch.